It's Friday, everyone. What do we do on Fridays here at the Hint Hive? That's right, we smash the patriarchy. Hello, Hive. How is everyone doing today? I am so excited to be offering a little bit of bonus content. So I kind of wanted to do a little bit of a follow-up on... I just wanted to share a couple memes and screenshots from the Taylor Swift hate that I was referencing on last week's episode. But also, I wanted to talk about, like, give you a little bit of a prequel for next week's episode. So hopefully you enjoy this content. So when I recorded last week's episode, I had a bit of a technical failure and an entire portion was deleted, or I don't know if I recorded over myself or what, but I had been frustrated, like, talking about all of the hate about Taylor Swift because she, you know, had the nerve to come out with a new album. She has the nerve to, like, attend her boyfriend's football games, all that. And I'm just so sick and tired of the hate. And I had screenshot some things that had pissed me off. And I had initially talked about it in the episode, but like I said, I think I recorded over it. So I just kind of wanted to follow up with that. So just to recap, there was lots of hate in my Facebook feed about Taylor Swift. I could not open the damn app without hatred. And so these are just some of the things that annoyed the crap out of me. So there's this meme that shows Taylor Swift with, it looks like, I don't have my glasses on. I probably should have gotten them. It looks like maybe she is, like, wiping tears from her eyes with a Kleenex. She's sitting on a pile of cash. She's surrounded by cash. And there's a picture of her album, like, in her hands. And it says, billionaire singer releases double album about the misery and sadness of her tragic life. Because apparently she's not allowed to be sad about things because she's rich. Okay, cool. And so then I had opened it another time and there was, I made the mistake of reading comments. I need to stop doing that because that is just, that's not smart for me because it pokes all my buttons. So it was an article talking about, like, wondering which one of her songs was about which boyfriend or whatever. And so the comments were, sad state of affairs when people care about this crap. Another one, she stole lyrics from Adele. Another one, oh no, another stupid article about someone who doesn't matter. If she died tomorrow, the world would be better off. One less billionaire. Those comments were all comments by men. And here's a fellow female. Adds, too bad she can't grow up. Acts like a teeny bopper. And another female adds, seriously, like, I admire her honesty, but I do worry about how she's doing and a bit about the super young girls listening and wanting to be just like her. Yes, we do not want our young girls to grow up being empowered and rich. That would be horribly tragic. Horribly, horribly tragic. It just makes me wonder how much of this is about jealousy. You know, I don't think it's all about sexism. Obviously, there are some men who do make incredibly sexist comments, but I feel like the majority of the hatred has a lot to do with jealousy. So shame on you. Wishing people dead because they're successful, that's crappy. That's really crappy. But I will end this piece with a positive comment from a woman about Taylor Swift. Let's see. So this, it looks like it was from TikTok in the background says, when you connect with Taylor Swift's new album at 51 years old. And the comment from the woman says, all the women in their 40s and 50s who had to deal with their adolescent heartbreak without therapy or even words for gaslighting, ghosting, and emotional abuse are so freaking proud and happy for the next generation who don't take no poop emoji. This album calls it all out. Needed this back then, but even now it heals my younger spirit. I can so relate to that. I love that. As a 50-year-old woman who is suddenly turning into a Swiftie, it's good for the soul. It gives me hope that other girls will be able to express their emotions about their relationships, their breakups, whatever, but also to look at Taylor Swift as a role model in that Taylor had some awful things happen to her in the music industry, and she took her power back and she shoved it up those people's butts, and she's had a lot of hate thrown at her, but guess what? She just keeps getting richer and richer. And I'm glad that she's been able to rise above. So that's all I wanted to say about that. But it does lead into the upcoming episode, because the upcoming episode is all about why I am a feminist. And so it really goes hand in hand with all of the Taylor Swift hatred, because I feel like that is just yet another example of why I am the way I am and why I feel the way I feel. So as a prequel to the next episode that is being released next Friday, I'm going to read a couple of memes that... And some comments and stuff that are relevant and gives you a sneak peek into next week's episode. So this first one is a post from Facebook, and it says, a lot of my fellow men have really misunderstood the assignment with the whole man versus bear thing. So this, let me back it up just a second. This is from the username author Matt Seska. I hope I'm not mispronouncing his last name. So this is a post from a male. And it goes on to say, your job wasn't to come charging in to mansplain to women why they were wrong for choosing the bear. Your job was to listen to them about why they would choose the bear, and then to hold our fellow men accountable so that in the future, women would not feel inclined to choose the bear. That was the assignment, fellas. So to Mr. Author Matt Seska, thank you. You got it. Thank you for your input. And another post from @NeoBeppy says, patriarchy, also known as boys will be boys, the bro code, quote, submit to your husband, I bought you this, so you should do this for me, he just acts like that when he's upset, do you have proof, but I know him, and lastly, what were you doing there? Were you alone? Did you cover up? Yeah, that one was definitely a sneak peek into next week's episode. And this is a post that was on a women's rights page. And so this, again, gives some insight into the differences in being a woman and being a man, the experiences. So it says, attention, ladies, and there's a list of bullet points. Make sure you fill up your gas tank before sunset. Always keep an extra phone charger with you. Park in well-lit areas. Always look in your back seat. After parking, don't just sit. Lock your door as soon as you get in and leave. Do not park next to big vans. If you have to, enter your car from your passenger door. If a man is sitting in the car next to your parked car, go back inside and have someone walk you out. Always use the elevator, no stairways. And heads up and phones down. Be aware. And another fun one, I had watched a TikTok video, and it was a woman who she had her phone down, like pointed at her feet. I don't think the man was aware that she was recording. And she was walking to her car, and this man was walking with her. She did not know him. He just kept saying things like, well, I'm just walking you to your car, and, you know, why are you being so frigid? And, you know, why don't you slow down? And it's okay, I'm a nice guy. And it was really creepy, like creepy as hell. And I probably would have knocked this guy on his ass had it been me. She was much kinder to him. And then finally, the last one that I want to read is a letter that Tabitha King, Stephen King's wife, wrote. So Stephen King posted this on his social media. It said, "My wife is rightly pissed by headlines like this. Stephen King and his wife donate $1.25 million to New England's Historic Genealogical Society. The gift was her original idea, and she has a name." And then he puts in quote, or in caps, "Tabitha King." Her response follows. So this is the letter that Tabitha King wrote to the paper after their headline. "Dear editors, married to a wife or a husband. In recent media coverage of a gift that my husband, ironic usage, and I made to the New England Historical and Genealogical Society, we became Stephen King and his wife. Wife is a relationship or status. It is not an identity. You could have made other choices. You could have referred to me as of Stephen, or his old lady, or his ball and chain. I have sons. You could have referred to me as mother of novelists. I have a daughter, but wouldn't it be just silly to refer to me as mother of clergy? I'm 70. I thought I would give you permission, if of Tabitha predeceases me, to title my obituary Relic of Stephen King. In the meantime, you might consider the unconscious condescension in your style book and give women their names. Cheers to you, Tabitha King. Cheers." I hope you will all tune in next Friday to hear the next episode, and I hope it's helpful to explain why I am the way I am. See you then. Bye, ladies. This podcast is powered by Kelly Hint Empowerment Coaching, as well as Kelly M. Hint LMHC and The Cranky Counselor. To find out more about coaching services, head over to CoachKellyHint.com. If you'd like to know more about the psychotherapy services I offer to individuals within the state of New York, you can check out KellyMHint.com. And if you'd like to learn more about aromatherapy, you can check out TheCrankyCounselor.com.